Blog Talk Radio.
Since we got everybody here who's going to be here, might as well start now. How you guys doing?
Hello.
All right.
Yeah. How's everybody? Mm-hmm. Feeling okay? You guys all right? Feeling healthy?
Yeah, I could be a lot better, but I'm here.
Yeah, I could definitely be a lot better. My face exploded this morning. Like, I'm pretty sure miniature terrorists just planted bombs all over my face and just everywhere. Face all over the floor. Yeah, my face came off, so I got no face. So anyway, sorry about the lateness. I couldn't figure out my the blog talk radio settings on the phone. What did you say?
No, I'm on the phone.
Okay, so we got a couple of things today to talk about, and we have another thrilling edition of Celebrity Babe Names, Real or Fake.
Yay!
Lou is not Mr. Lucas Cunningham is not going to be with us because he's got a job.
Cunningham.
He's got a job that's asked him to help out. So he's going to be there until 8, which means that we don't get the pleasure of listening to him mumble his way through another broadcast.
Oh, damn.
So in order to segue into the baby names thing, did you guys hear that Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin, her horrendous lead singer husband of Coldplay, they're splitting up? Have you heard this?
What?
Oh, I did not.
Yes, I think the world has heard about it. Jeez.
Well, Mickey is a part of the world and has not heard about it. So apparently you're wrong.
Ah.
Unless it has something to do with sports or little boys' balls, he's oblivious to it all.
That's a good point. I can't dispute that.
It's not even right. It's true, but it's not even right.
They're
I don't know why they're splitting up. I can only assume it's because he's really, really terrible and desperately wishes he was Tom York of Radiohead, like desperately.
I was going to say the opposite. I think he got tired of calling, looking at his child, his born, his offspring, and calling her Apple.
You didn't let me finish because I was going to say he's horrible, but his wife is even worse. Gwyneth Paltrow's managed to outsuck Coldplay, which is near impossible. I mean, that's like Justin. She's Justin Bieber levels of suck. Like, besides the fact that she's really. She's overrated as an actress. The fact is that, everything that she's done in her personal life is terrible. Like, all of this weird self-help parenting nonsense and how she's unashamed to be wealthy and all this stuff. Like, she's one of those people that really needs to shut the fuck up. Plus, somehow she's managed to become best pals with Jay-Z and Beyonce. Somehow.
You don't like Coldplay.
You know how I know you're gay, Christy?
How do you know?
Exactly.
Anyway. Because you like Coldplay. That's why.
I don't dislike them. I don't like them. I don't dislike them. I'm ambivalent about them.
Whether or not you're a fan of the music, can you at least acknowledge that the guy is a D-bag and his wife is even worse?
That I can. That I will.
Right. Yes. Apple Blythe Martin or Paltrow or whatever her last name is. That's what they named their child. Apple Blythe something. Apple.
And that's what, like, I
Apple.
Like,
you named your kid
like
Apple.
Like I just feel like he tripped over one of her toys one day and went to yell at her and he couldn't remember her name. And he's like, oh, my God, I just can't take it anymore. What the hell are you naming our children?
Baseball.
I think what happened was is that when they found out that they had a child, Gwyneth was put on the spot, and she looked around her veganish living room and she saw mountains of apples and was just like, Apple. That's his name, Apple.
That's it. It could have been
either that or she wanted her child to be associated with fiber for the rest of its life.
I mean, it could have been anything. It could have been throw pillow, you know, couch cushion, remote control.
Right.
Apple.
Her organic farm-raised, worm-free, chicken poop-fertilized apple delivery man was probably there. Organic, natural chicken poop-fertilized apple delivery man was there.
Look like he would stink. Like, every time I look at his picture, I think, like, he probably smelled something awful. Like, he
looked
like...
Well, here's the thing. Like... When you look at somebody like Tom York from Radiohead, who's actually a rock star, he looks pretty much like you'd expect a rock star to be, which is half retarded and possibly dying of heroin overdoses regularly.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris Martin is like fairly clean cut for a quote-unquote rock star. Like, he doesn't fit the image, and I realize that that's a very superficial thing to say, but he doesn't. Like, he... Most people who are actual artists are too good at their job to worry about personal hygiene and really anything else but their art. That guy stands in the mirror every morning and shaves, you know, 6 a.m. He wakes up on the dot every morning, goes for a run, comes home, shaves, showers, trims his ball hairs, looks in the mirror while he's shaving and says, how am I going to try to be like Radiohead today? That's what he does.
Speaking of rock stars, we pull out some...
rock stars that look like hobos.
Exactly.
I was just thinking, speaking of rock stars, can we pour out some liquor for the lead singer of Gwar who died the other day?
Yeah, so sad. So fucking sad.
Yeah, I know.
Christy, you may not know about Gwar because it's primarily a white male thing. I mean, not a lot of people outside of white males know who Gwar is, but...
I know who Gwar is only for the fact that, you know, I had... You know, they used to have trading cards of rock stars. I was, like, big into trading cards, and I found, like, these rock star trading cards, and I saw these hideous, like, they would wear these masks and shoulder pads and stuff, and that's the only thing I know about.
Yes.
And I never heard the music.
Gwar was awesome, metal... And going to a Gwar show was always fun because you got sprayed with fake blood or fake jizz or just about anything. Like, just they
so
put on a fantastic fucking show.
Why would you want to see that?
Because it's like what Kiss tries to do, Gwar actually does. Like, Kiss sucks. I fucking hate Kiss. Kiss is garbage. Yeah, they're the most commercial, disgusting, money-grubbing Jew bastards on the planet. Like, period.
They're not awesome. I like them.
No, fuck Kiss. I don't even care if their music is decent. They've turned it into a money-making corporate douche machine. It's nothing. Kiss is nothing more than a way for these old Jew bastards to continue to make money.
So you don't want the Kiss refrigerator or the Kiss...
No, or the Kiss coffin or the Kiss comic book or the Kiss toilet paper. There is nothing that you can look at that Kiss hasn't tried to put their brand on.
You don't want Kiss condom? Okay.
Well, Kiss condoms come preloaded with herpes, so no, thank you.
Herpes later.
Gwar was just a badass heavy metal rock and roll band that that put on a fantastic show, like really crazy imagery and audience participation. I mean, it was great. There was nothing bad about that band, like nothing.
Get back to work.
Now.
Get back to work.
I mean, you know, the only thing is you don't go to a GWAR concert in clothes that you're not willing to possibly get some sort of unidentified substance on. That's the only thing.
Yeah, just get rid of, like, you don't even want them after that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, most of the time it's just harmless, you know, water with food coloring and stuff, but, I mean, you really never know.
Right.
Anyway,
do they have
so Yes, of course they do. They're everything.
Oh, okay.
Everything.
Naked women?
Yeah, I think so. Sometimes.
I know they had a chick in the band. Did they have a girl in the band?
No, I don't think there were any girls in the actual band that I know of.
Yeah, not the band.
I could have sworn there was like a chick in the picture. Or it could have been a dude.
Are either of you in a place where wind is not blowing through the microphone louder than your voice is?
Listen, I literally just got off the bus. It's fucking freezing outside.
Yeah, it is. It's cold as hell outside. And Christy's either traveling somewhere to pick up weed or deliver one of her children to a black market slave trader.
Or giving birth,
yeah. Anyway, so you guys want to play Celebrity Baby Names, Real or Fake? You guys want to play that before we get the main topic of the day is actually, there's Mick, did you hear about the razor blades on the playground in Illinois?
Oh.
Wait, the what?
That's so horrible.
Somebody glued razor blades all over playground bars in a playground in Illinois.
Oh, nice. That's a good idea.
And some kid
paranoid.
Cut his hand.
That's got me so paranoid now. Like,
well, it's crazy.
So,
well, I mean, well, it's absolutely batshit crazy, but we'll get to that. Let's keep it light for the moment before we get serious.
Yeah.
Let me just check to see if we have anybody on who's called in.
Whistle stop
no.
Handlebar.
Okay, great. No listeners. Okay. All right. So first.
Safety cone.
that is a celebrity baby name, believe it or not. Okay, so first one up is Dorita Caramel.
Dorita
real or fake? Dorita or Dorita Caramel.
Ooh. Let's see that. Sounds like a porn star name, but let's say it's
real. That'd be a good
one. Like a ghetto-ass, ratchet-ass
porn star. Really?
Hell yeah.
Michael Cholella.
He said yes.
I'm going to say fake.
Fake? Michael Cholella is correct. That is a fake name.
What? Yeah. That's not like
that
a ratchet-ass hoe. Like,
is that a porn
name? Because
I
want to
look it up.
Next one up is Breeze Beretta.
Breeze what?
Beretta. Like the gun, Beretta.
What? Why would you name? I'm gonna say real. Just
because. Actually, I think it's
like
Christy that's
kid.
Causing the most amount of static. Christy, are you outside?
No, it's me. I'll be inside in like 5 minutes.
I can hear you just fine, Mick.
Okay.
It's not me.
Or maybe it's the
is.
Breeze flowing. I think it's the wind blowing through Christy's vagina.
Maybe it is Breeze Beretta.
Maybe it's Breeze Beretta. So real or fake? Breeze Beretta, real or fake?
I'm going to say real.
Me too.
You're both correct.
It sounds like a rapper kid. Is it a rapper kid?
I don't know. Who the fuck is Levi Johnston?
Who is that?
Isn't that the kid that had the kid with Bristle Palin?
Yeah.
Oh,
is
that who that is?
It is. Yeah.
Well, the kid named Bristle, I guess that makes it Breeze Beretta. Jesus fucking Christ. That's horrible. Yeah. That's absolutely horrible. Next one up. Next one up is Tamarind Lucky.
Well, Lucky is a legitimate name. So,
hello?
Yeah, I'm going to go on a limb and say it's fake, even though I have in my gut feeling it's real, but I'm going to say it's
fake. Yeah, I'm going to say, God damn it, it's false. I'm going to say it's real.
Hello?
Yes.
He said real.
Mick,
Mickey said
Christy.
It's real. Yes,
I'm saying it's real.
Oh, I got blanked out for a second. I couldn't hear either of you. Real?
I'm saying
real.
It's fake.
Christy is correct. It is fake.
Damn it.
Fake. Next one up is Coco Trinity.
Oh, I really hope that's real.
I want her daddy's name to be Machete. Let's say real.
Yeah, this might be wishful thinking, but I'm hoping it's real.
It's real.
It's real.
It's actually real.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Female actress named Diane Farr. She was actually, what was that show with Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla? Love Lines?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was the chick that sat on the couch and interacted with them most of the time. She was like
a
female co-host. And she named her kid Coco Trinity. Coco Trinity.
Machete.
Next one up is Mars Otto Blake.
Oh, man.
Mars Otto Blake.
I feel like that's real.
Christy?
I feel real.
That means I'm getting good at this because that's totally fake. Totally fake. Although I wouldn't be surprised in the next 20 years if that is an actual celebrity baby name. Yeah, seriously.
You're really good at naming crappy baby names.
I know. I'm really good at making up fake celebrity baby names. Hopefully that's a skill. Exactly.
Right?
I know. I hope that carries me into like a really fantastic job.
Right.
Baby
put
name.
Put that on your resume.
I can come up with a really convincing fake celebrity baby name. please hire me as a doctor.
Let's change our names to baby names, like crazy baby names. I want to be
please hire me for public office. I can make a really convincing fake celebrity baby name. Next one up is Halcyon Juna.
That doesn't even sound like it belongs to any country of origin.
Halcyon Juna.
Halcyon?
Halcyon Juna.
I feel like that's real.
I'm going to say real. Because I have no idea.
You are both correct. That is comedian Beth Littleford named her child Halcyon Juna.
Yeah, like it has no country of origin, no language, you know, it's just like just random.
Well, Halcyon is a word. Halcyon actually means something, but that's not something you would name your child.
Right.
No.
Next one up is Petal Blossom Rainbow.
That better be fake.
That gotta be fake. Come on, help me out.
Not only is that real, but the author of that name is going into the Hall of Fame for stupid baby names. It's celebrity chef Jamie Oliver. He's a fucking idiot when it comes to naming his children.
Petal
Blossom Rainbow. Yes.
Good Lord.
He needs to put the absolute.
Like at that point, when you put that on the birth certificate, like the people at the hospital should immediately like. Put you under anesthesia and give you a vasectomy.
I think you're done.
No more
by law to slap you.
That too.
Like they'll let you keep the name, but you have to get slapped. Like I think that should be the rule.
Right.
Like they don't.
Like
slap
that way people will be like, well, I mean, is this when people are figuring out baby names, they'll actually have to sit down and say. Do you think this will get us slapped? Like, do you think this is a slappable name?
Yeah, right, exactly. Like a slappable offense.
I'm going to name my kid Jack Can Crunkle Pants.
next one up is Tamerlane Prophet.
Real.
I think it's fake.
Mickey is correct. It is fake.
It sounds real. You're too good at this, Mikey.
next one up is Ezekiel Tsar. Tsar, I guess the Tsar of Russia.
No way.
Tsar. I feel like
Tsar,
this is real.
Yeah, Tsar. Ezekiel Tsar.
I'm going to say real.
Ayatollah Jones. That's got to be real.
Ayatollah Jones? That should have been one for the list. Ayatollah Jones. Yeah, that's real. That's Tisha Campbell's kid, proving that Martin Lawrence was not the only crazy motherfucker on that show.
Okay, yeah, she's got a forehead. Does her kid have a large forehead, too?
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel bad. Like I feel like her giving birth would have been very painful.
Right? That had to be a C-section baby. Ain't no way.
Unless her vagina is as big as her head. In that case, the kid probably just slid out on, a water slide.
Boom.
Next one up is Johann Riley Fyodor Taiwo Samuel.
That is too long.
Johann Riley Fyodor Taiwo Samuel.
Yeah, I think that's real.
You are both correct. That is Heidi Klum and Seal's child.
I knew that was real. That sounds like some bullshit they would come up with, too. Like, this kid's name isn't long enough. We need another fucked up name to add to this.
Right. Yeah, like four
Taiwo.
Names. Kind of...
That's overkill. That's fucking overkill. No child on the planet needs five fucking names. And that's not even, I don't even know if the last name is in there. Like,
right.
What's the kid's last name? Johann Riley Fyodor Taiwo Samuel Seal? Junior? Next one up is Giretto Tremethy.
That's fake.
Fake as fuck.
That is fake. Absolutely fake. Next one up is Pirate.
Tyrant?
Pirate. Army Pirate.
Oh, Pirate.
I have to say it's real. That sounds so real.
Yeah, let's say real.
That is actually real, and that is Jonathan Davis of Korn's child.
You are setting
lead singer
kid
of
up Korn. To fail. You don't name your kids after Halloween costumes.
Unless you bring the kid to Somalia. Unless the kid was born in Somalia.
Right.
Then he's got
true.
A great future ahead of him.
His name is Cowboy Power Ranger.
The Voltron Pokemon is the next one. Next one up is Sneed Farfignugan.
I want that to be real, but I know it's fake.
I wish that was real, but it's fake. Next one is Tilapia Cornbread.
That's what I had yesterday.
Yeah, I'm going to say fake.
That's actually real. That's Christie's 75th child, whose name she's forgotten already.
I don't remember past the third child. He's talking about you over here now.
Yeah.
Next one up is Christy just started naming kids based on the things that were around her, much like Gwyneth Paltrow. Bag
yeah,
of
exactly.
Weed, come here, bag of weed. Four Loko, get your ass over here, Four Loko.
Fuck that. Get over here.
Next one up is Rocket Man.
No. No. Oh, no.
I think if you're going to say it, you have to say it like Elton John.
Right.
Rocket Man. No, I was saying it like William Shatner. Rocket Man.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Rocket Man.
His version was much better, by the way, which featured William Shatner's version of Rocket Man featured something that I turned into a saying, which is Party Shatner, because there were at least three William Shatners in his version of Rocket Man, one of which was like the drunk, like loose tie hanging off Shatner. That's the Party Shatner.
Cigarette smoking. Yes.
And I like to be the Party Shatner of any group that I'm in. That's my goal, is to be the Party Shatner.
It's a good goal.
So real or fake, Rocket Man, real or fake?
Oh, come on. Let's be practical. That's fake. It has to be fake.
I'm saying real.
Mickey is correct. Mickey,
fake.
You're good at this, Mick. That is real. That's actually Farrell's kid. That's or
was
Pharrell.
Really?
I'm sorry. Pharrell.
Pharrell. No, he didn't name his kid Rocket Man.
He did name his kid Rocket Man. Pharrell named his kid Rocket Man.
Yes,
which I'm surprised choices. Actually Pharrell has gone through puberty yet to be able to have a child. That is surprising.
He wears the tightest pants known to man.
Next one up is Harper 7.
That's real.
Yeah, I think that's real.
That is real. That is a Beckham child. That is one of the Beckham children.
I knew that.
Is the seventh one?
Next one up is Speeder D'Armond.
That was horrible. Real?
I'm going fake.
Mick is correct. It is fake. Although it should be real. Next one up is Jagger Joseph Blue.
I feel like that's real.
That's the STD. But yes, it's real.
Well, children technically is an STD. It is a sexually transmitted disease.
That's a good one. I like that.
That's real, and it should come as no surprise from the mother named Soleil Moonfry, aka Funky Brewster.
Nice.
He's already set up for failure. She has no concept what a real name is. She looked at
well,
Amanda
her tits
Amanda.
Are going to be huge, that's for sure.
It's a vicious cycle of awful names.
What is Joseph? Is that something to eat?
Well, you got to understand that a lot of these celebrity baby names, they start off with something outrageous, and then they try to bring it back home with a normal name. So you have, like Volkswagen David.
Right.
Powder keg igloo.
No, none of those are normal. You have to throw a normal name in there, like remote control Diane. Next one up, this one is for Christy. Vivienne Marshalline.
Vivienne. Yes, that's real. Vivienne.
That's actually probably the most normal name we have on this list.
Yeah. That's not bad.
And that's real, and it's Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. That's one of their children. Probably the most normal name they have in their stable as well.
Right.
Interesting.
I don't have a problem with that. That sounds normal. Like, the kid wouldn't get made fun of over that.
Next one up is Stamos Barrett.
I'm going to say fake. I hope nobody knew their kid Stamos.
Please don't. Yeah, that's fake.
That is fake, but that is going to be the name of my first child.
Might as well name him Dannon or Oikos. Chibati.
Stamos. What's wrong? I mean, it's Stamos, though. Like, that's, like, you can't fail if your name is Stamos. Like, you're going to be gorgeous. It's just going to happen.
Automatic.
Next one up is...
Why don't you just name them Romaine, then?
Well,
no.
She got fat and married Jerry O'Connell. Who cares about Romaine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. She used to be hot, though.
She was very hot, yes. Next one up is Bastion Kick.
Okay, see, Bastion's a regular name.
Bastion Kick.
I don't know. I have a bad feeling that's real, but I hope it's fake.
Christy?
I'm going to say fake.
What about you, Christy?
Have we lost her? We lost Christy. And she's not coming back because she was on overtime. Oh, well.
Damn it all to hell. Sorry, Christy, you lose.
That is real. Actor Jeremy Sisto.
Bastion Kick.
Bastion Kick. Next one up is Bodie Smanik.
Smanik?
Smanat. Smanit. Bodie Smanik.
I'm going to say fake.
Damn, Mick, you're on fire today.
Nice.
Next one up is Bronx Mowgli.
I have a bad feeling this is real.
It is real. It is real, yeah. Actually. It is real. Ashley Simpson.
Jesus.
Yes. Next one up is Hummus Granola.
I'm going to say fake on that one.
Yes, you are correct, sir. Next one up is Drevin Kingsley.
That sounds real. I'm going to say real.
You are correct. It is real. It's some asshole from Good Charlotte. Doesn't matter who. Really doesn't.
That's all you need to know, yeah. Yeah, probably the one with the whole dumbasses.
One of those dumbasses from Good Charlotte. Next one up is Mannix Boros.
Mannix Boros. I'm going to say real.
You are wrong for the first time in this game.
Damn it. Ugh.
You are wrong. Surprisingly. Next one up is Yobi Eob.
Eob?
Eob with a B. Yobi Eob.
Yeah, can we go back to the country of origin, please?
I'm not throwing foreign names in here, just so you know.
I'm going to say real.
You are correct, actually.
Who is
you
that?
Are correct. Connie Britton. Nice American name. Connie Britton. It's her kid. She's a... She was on American Horror Story, Friday Night Lights.
Well, right, right.
Beautiful woman, but terrible, terrible names.
Yeah.
Next one up is Thatcher Bray.
I'm going to say fake.
Wow, man, you're off now. It's done. Your skill has... Once you hit a wrong one, it's over for you. That's actually Fox News correspondent Megyn Kelly's kid's name. But we shouldn't expect much from her because she's a suburban white woman and she spells her name with a Y.
That's always a telltale sign, yeah.
Megyn with a Y. With a Y.
Right.
Next one up is Penelope Cruz.
Would that be Penelope Cruz?
Yeah, it's just a fucked up way of saying Penelope Cruz. That's all that is. Penelope Cruz. That is the correct pronunciation of her name.
I've been saying it wrong all these years. Who knew?
Next one up is Tarmac Fantasy.
Oh, God, I hope that's fake.
So you're saying fake on that one?
I'm going to say fake, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You are right. God, I hope no one in their right mind ever names a child that. Just fucking terrible. Next one up is Shaylin Cato.
Shaylin Cato.
Shaylin Cato.
I'm going to say real.
You are correct, sir. That is Kobe Smulders' child. Kobe Smulders from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Kobe Smulders.
The last episode
and,
that was on Monday. I don't like it, but, you know.
Yeah, no, no. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not even sure that's English. Next, last one for the show is Chastity Fartknocker.
If only that were real, but I'm going to have to say that's fake.
I wish to God it was real. I wish it was
Seriously. Real.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I wish it was real, but it's not. It's not.
Alas.
Obviously, it's fake. And that concludes our... we have like 7 minutes left, and I guess we could... you didn't hear about the... the razor blade
from
the playground?
I just pulled it up. I just got home. I just pulled it up on Google. I haven't finished reading it yet, though.
Well...
So, yeah, I'm looking at it right now, which is insane.
Obviously, this is the work of the same kind of person who would put razor blades in candy on Halloween, you know, or poison treats. I mean, somebody who's just got nothing better to do than do something horrible to try to kill. As if there's not enough in the world to kill children.
Right, but see, that's one of the things that, like, I don't know, maybe it's just me being, like, stupid and living in a bubble, but, like, I'd always heard those stories, you know, when I was, like, trick-or-treating, and I was like, okay, that doesn't really happen. They're just saying that to make us paranoid. But then, like, you read a story like this, and it's like, how fucked up can people be to actually do something like this?
The thing is that it's people do things like that. It's not often. It's not something that happens all the time. It's one of those things that is an urban legend because it happens so randomly and yet fucks people up, but I feel like how can you really protect against stuff like that? Like, that's right. The kind of thing that's an aberration that's just going to fucking happen. You know,
yeah.
It's not societal pressures that create that. It's sickness. It's mental illness.
Exactly.
But there's no, I guarantee you that the next, here's what's going to happen. First off, people are going to start protesting Gillette. That's the first thing that's going to happen. Gillette is going to have people protest who say, oh, your products are unsafe, or some bullshit like that. Second thing that's going to happen is that there's going to be armed security guards on playgrounds now. That's definitely going to be something that people are going to push for. And possibly there will be a motion presented somewhere in the U.S. for playgrounds to be banned or closed.
I laugh, but yet, if this was the case like 20 years from now, it would not be shocking.
No. I mean, it's the kind of thing that 20 years ago, people would just be like, oh, my God, that's crazy. You know, we just got to keep a better eye on our kids, or maybe just, you know, look at the fucking playground before you send your kids
yes,
to it.
But, see, I would agree with that, but at the same time, like, would that thought ever even enter your head? Like, if you had a kid,
no,
you could go to the playground.
I mean, that's
even
the thing.
Into your head,
it
like,
would,
oh, let me
it
make
would
sure
enter my head.
Blade.
Dude, it would enter my head just because of this one particular reason. You and I grew up in an area where there were very few playgrounds, and the ones that were there most of the time smelled like piss and had peeling paint and shit like that.
That's true.
So, like, you send your kids to a place, like, I mean, just give the fucking place a once-over. Like, I mean, it's possible that and the paint they use on playgrounds is heavy-duty, so when it peels, it's pointy and all this other shit. You know, just
right. Go
over and be like, okay, you know, is this the kind of place where I want my kids to play? Yeah. I mean, if there's, like, needles poking out of places and, you know, the whole thing reeks of piss, maybe it's not a place you want to bring your kid to. Maybe.
True. And we've all cut ourselves on, like, fences and stuff like that. I've done that.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times when I was a kid.
Yeah. Tons of times. Or, you know, like, I mean, there's, you know, people talk about, oh, you know, like, kids are swinging on a swing and a chain breaks. I mean, that kind of shit happens.
Yeah.
But it's going to be more likely to happen in a place that's got no upkeep whatsoever. Like, there's this playground on Howard Street in Mount Vernon, this little shit playground.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And there's a slide, and underneath the slide, there's this little thing that kids could, like, crawl through and just sit in or whatever, and it always smelled like piss, always,
mm-hmm.
because people pissed in it.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I'm sure pissing was actually probably the least of things that happened in there. I'm sure people shot up under there. It's not, you know, like, it's a shithole. You know,
yeah.
I mean, we still went and played over there, but... You know, I mean,
but, yeah,
it would behoove a parent
exactly
to go take
a
look at that.
Place or it wasn't
right.
know, kept up very well.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we're used to basketball rims that don't have nets, you know. Like, it's... Playgrounds are kind of shit, but, I mean, it's not... Like, I guess I wouldn't send my kids over there unless I looked at the place at least once.
See, I don't know. I feel like if I had a kid and they wanted to go to the playground, like that thought would never occur to me. I mean, I would now, but like that thought would never occur to me. Let me make sure there aren't razor blades on the equipment. Like, as far as what you're saying, you know, like certain things, like, you know, smelling like piss and there being like, you know, a cut fence or a ripped, you know, chain or something like that. That kind of stuff you can kind of like notice, like, you know, kind of half paying attention, but it just would not occur to me. Let me make sure there aren't, like, deadly weapons within
well,
my
I mean,
child's
you already got to worry about that. I mean, it's come to the point where people are going to be hesitant to send. I mean, we all went to playgrounds by ourselves, you know? Like,
yeah, definitely.
At the age of, after a certain age, like, you go by yourself. But, I mean,
yeah.
There's a good chance now that there's going to be some dude waiting for you to put you in the back of his van. And
right.
or rape you, you know. And his name
right.
is Michael Chilella.
I had a feeling we were going there.
No. But all kidding aside, I mean, that's, you know, you kind of have to watch your kids a little closer. You just have to.
True. Sad and scary that there are threats in places where there should not even be like the slightest hint of one.
Right.
But